What started at the event may have greater implications, as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports. Drop Zone owner Bill Fulton has a different version of the incident at Central Middle School.
The progression of events on Sunday night at Anchorage's Central Middle School can be viewed online. The video clearly shows security guards from Anchorage's Drop Zone interfering with Hopfinger. Drop Zone's owner, Bill Fulton, says he didn't know Hopfinger was a journalist.
A gentleman that we did not know aggressively ran after him, got up against him, and started yelling and sticking something in his face. At that point in time, Joe was trying to get around the guy. And the guy was continuing to get in his way and yell. We came in between the individual and Mr. Miller. We informed the individual that he needed to leave. He started ranting that it was a public school. We told him that it was a private event and the facility had been rented privately and that he was trespassing. He continued to yell. At that point, he said something about him being a member of the press. And we said, that doesn't matter, it's a private event at this point, and you're still trespassing. He then pushed a member of the audience into a locker, and at that point where he became violent, we placed him under arrest for trespass.
Fulton said Hopfinger was warned about trespassing three times. At issue is the word trespass. Heidi Embley, spokesperson for the Anchorage School District, says the Miller campaign rented Central Middle School's cafeteria and a section of the school's parking lot. She says the hallway where the incident took place linked the two rented areas, essentially implicit in the rental agreement. Embley says the school rental contract was for a private event, not a public event. Fulton says his company, which hires disabled veterans, takes arrests in stride.
The arrest was legal under Alaska law. We had no issues making that arrest. We've made loads of arrests like that. The only thing that makes this any different is that the guy is some kind of writer on the internet or an editor for an internet webpage or something.
Drop Zone has grown, Fulton says, since he started out providing security for music events 6 years ago.
I'm active in the Republican Party every so often. I met Joe quite a few times.
Fulton says the Miller campaign called Drop Zone about 72 hours before what the Miller campaign termed a town hall meeting at Central Middle School.
I have no problem talking to anybody about this.
I think people are concerned a little bit about what you're terming a citizen's arrest. Can you tell me what happened?
I didn't actually term it a citizen's arrest. It's a private person's arrest.
Fulton says the arrest was legal. The Anchorage police investigation into the incident has been turned over to city prosecutors. Miller campaign spokesman Randy DeSoto would not comment for this story. The Miller campaign did ironically release a press statement on the incident, quoting Miller as saying, quote, "It's too bad that this blogger would take advantage of a town hall meeting to create a publicity stunt just 2 weeks before the election," unquote. The Alaska Dispatch is hosting a candidates' debate in Anchorage this evening, while Hopfinger is scheduled to speak before University of Alaska students this week on the question, is the Alaska Dispatch the future of journalism? I'm Ellen Lockyer.